3-2 pitch to Bryson. High and deep to left, and you can kiss it goodbye. Long gone, Bryson Ware. 19th round tripper for Bryson, and the Tigers go up by three again. He hung him one, Braddy.
Yeah, he did throw him the slider. He chose not to go with his number one pitch, which was the fastball. He tried to get the slider. He hung it over the middle of the plate and left it up, and Bryson Ware was ready.
And we are joined now by Auburn's Bryson Ware. First of all, congratulations on graduating.
Thank you so much.
This weekend.
Thank
you. What has that meant to you to graduate this weekend?
It's awesome just to get an Auburn degree. And, you know, it means the world to me. And, you know, it's a lot of hard work and long nights that go into it, especially with baseball going on. So it's pretty cool.
Your home run turns out to be a big run in the ball game tonight. Just talk a little bit. From our vantage point, it looked like you worked a count and you finally got an off-speed pitch that hung a little bit.
Yes. So the scouting report on him was he's going to throw a lot of off-speed pitches, and I think the first four pitches I saw were fastballs. So I knew he was going to hang me one at some point probably, and I just kind of, you know, kept fighting until, you know, he made a mistake, and thankfully I got enough barrel on it to get it out of here.
Boy, there was no chance to breathe until this game was over tonight. I mean, they've got the tying runs on, and they've got their big guns coming up.
Right.
I mean, Morgan's at the plate. He drove in all three runs last night. What's going through your mind as you guys survive that ninth inning?
Yeah, so, I mean, when the moment's big, we just kind of try to do the little things. You know, we talk about, you know, our performance state, and, you know, some guys are, you know, they perform the best at a 10, and some perform the best at a 1. I'm like a 4, so I kind of try to, you know, lower my heart rate and, you know, slow the game down as much as possible, because that's when, you know, things start going crazy is when the game starts speeding up on you. So, you know, I just try to stay within myself and play the same game that I've been playing since I was 7.
You guys did this 22 times last year, getting comeback wins. You've done it now 14 times this season. What goes into this ball club these last 2 years with these come-from-behind wins?
It's really a testament to the two guys we have on this team. You know, we come from all over the place, JUCO, you know, grad transfers, freshmen, whatever. But, you know, we've kind of instilled, since everybody has walked on campus day one, you know, we're going to be a fighting team and we're going to work our butts off. And that's kind of showing here in the late part of the season. So I'm really happy with, you know, what we're being able to put together here. And just I couldn't be more proud of the guys.
Congratulations again on graduating.
Thank you.
You'll
so
remember
much.
That forever. You'll probably remember this 8-6 win as well. Congratulations.
Thank
War
you,
Eagle.
Randy. War Eagle.
Stretch. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a slider. Cannon's first two strikeouts of the night have come in the ninth. The save goes to Will Cannon. Well, you talk about a gutsy save tonight. Three innings, two runs, two hits, and you don't have a strikeout until the ninth.
Yeah, I know. That was pretty crazy, right?
All right. You're up to going to the ninth. You know you've got their bottom third, but those guys have done some damage tonight. So thought process as you're going to the hill in the ninth inning tonight.
Well, my thought process going into every inning is get the first guy. Always get the first guy. That's the most important out of every single inning. And so going into that, I mean, kudos to our offense tonight. They battled, especially after last night, facing Paul Skeens and stuff. They battled tonight, came up with some big runs late. And so it gave me a little bit of a cushion, and I just knew, just go in there, throw strikes. I think I walked one or two guys. I hit one guy, walked one guy, so do better on that.
All right.
But
you struck out Travinsky on three pitches after he homered the first time up. Looks like you're going to get the number 8 hitter, and the ball pops out of Nate's glove on the foul ball, and then you hit him. Mm-hmm. You get Jones on a strikeout, and now you're getting to the top of the order. And Dugas, who walks on a full count, and now you get to Morgan, who did all the damage last night.
Yes, sir.
The guy's a junior. He's been a hitter since day one at LSU. Just talk about that sequence to that left-handed hitter.
Yes, sir. I knew, my changeup really wasn't working tonight, so I knew I'd have to kind of slow up my fastball a little bit. And so going into Trey, I knew we'd like to attack him outside. He kind of stands off the plate at the start of that bat, and then he kind of goes in. So I tried to throw him in late in that bat, and then on the last pitch, I tried to just take something off because I knew he was geared up for a fastball. He knew it was coming.
Right.
So I just tried to take a little bit off, and it worked.
It sure did. And that's got to be relief and... elation and everything.
Yes, sir.
At that point.
Yes, sir.
All right. You guys are facing the number one team in the country. You lose last night 3-0. Now you've evened the series.
Yes, sir.
Against this ball club. And now you've got nothing to lose.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. They call us the underdogs, but I don't think that's what it is.
All right. Congratulations yes, on sir. This one, Will.
Thank you so much.
War Eagle. Full count to Morgan. The stretch by Cannon. Here comes the pitch. Got him swinging. Ball game over. Series tied at a game apiece. He got him with a fastball down in the strike zone. Cannon strikes out the side in the ninth, and Auburn wins. Auburn 8, LSU 6. Stay tuned. Auburn baseball continues in a moment.
All right, Andy, thank you very much. Coach, a 12-round battle tonight, and your team comes out on top. This game had a little bit of everything. Your thoughts?
I just thought we competed, just like last night. Didn't get the results you wanted, but the process has been steady and the same for 2 days. And Floyd really had us going like a hangover from last night. And then I thought Bobby Pierce got a two-strike hit the other way. And I thought from then on, I thought our whole lineup reset. It was nice to see an older guy finally having it bat, and we got something going there. I think that's when we scored the 3 runs, and it just started bleeding through there. And I just thought Tommy Vail, probably the last 3 or 4 outings, not his best outing, but might have been his most competitive moment. I just felt like they had 4 guys on base every inning, and found a way to wiggle out there and never give them the big inning. And that is the best offense in the country. We brag every week that we're playing a great offense because we're in the SEC and it's been so offensive this year. But that is the best offense in the country. And it was going to take a competitive spirit. And then, you know, we kind of wiggled around there. I think Copeland, Armstrong, Zach Crotchfield, bases loaded, 1 batter face, but it's humongous. It's a sign of growth for a young player to come in and throw all fastballs and be competitive. And then Will Cannon is just Tommy Vail, Will Cannon, absolutely just competitive spirit tonight. Gave us a chance. Bryson Ware, every run that we were able to get were huge tonight. And I don't know, these ninth innings are pretty ridiculous, but our crowd is creating the environment. Our crowd is absolutely creating an SEC environment. They've showed up, they've cared, but there's a now inflection that's absolutely a factor in a ball game. And I can't tell you what that means. And I'd say let's go to bed early tonight and come out and see if we can't try to find a way to hang with these 27 Yankees once again.
How about the job Brody Wortham did for you coming off the bench? He draws the bases loaded walk. He gets a base hit. Drove in 2 of the runs tonight coming off the bench.
Yeah, maturity, a grad, experience. Not a lot of at-bats to draw from. You know, he had that walk-off against Austin there late for defense. But absolutely, I think he got one of the chains tonight from the guys, one of the dog tags. So I think that's well-deserving.
All right, set up for tomorrow. Herbert Holtz has been good the last few weeks. The thoughts on him coming out as you try to win the series?
Yeah, I think they're coaching good, too. I think we're just ducking and dodging, you know, changing pitchers, pinch hitters. It's just kind of a back and forth. So, man, Herbert Holtz, you know, 2 days of really grinding into the bullpen for both teams. I think both coaches. Body and see who else and can help us. That was a big bullet with Cannon that needed to work out with us. Thankful it did. And but you know, he started last Sunday, placing the ball game tomorrow.